Catherine, you waited.
Yes.
Thank you so much, dear. I appreciate it. In fact, because you are so sparky, I just may have you hang if you don't mind. Hey, I wanted to know what, and I think you mentioned this a little bit, but how has your life changed specifically with respect to the things that you could or could not do before you started to get on your nutritional healing program?
Well, I'm doing basically what I did before, only just more of it. I just feel better. I'm doing more. I'm getting out a little more. I just have more energy. I do have more energy.
Oh, good. Good.
And the pain has decreased.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Yeah. And it gives you a lot more confidence, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it just gives me confidence in knowing that I'm going to get even better.
Cool.
You know, that it's going to get better. Going to go away. It's not going to plateau. I'm not going to feel good, and then it's going to plateau, and then I'm going to start feeling badly again.
Yeah, because we've got the control now, right?
Yes, that's right. Correct.
Well, we've got, if you will hold, because I think we have a compatriot on the line. We've got Denise on the line. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
You promised you would call, and you did.
And I did. I couldn't wait.
Well, we've also got a fellow, well, I guess there are three of us now, patients, on the air. Denise, Catherine, meet Denise. Denise, meet Catherine.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Denise.
So I know that actually Catherine's answered some of these questions, Denise, and I really wanted, it's so important for me to get the message out. You know, one of the questions that I'm asked all the time is, why didn't someone tell me about, you know, nutrition response testing,
right,
or that there was some way to handle these? Wouldn't you say that's a pretty common thing?
Yeah, it is. But you were telling me, I was listening to you, like I told you, for probably 2 years before I finally came in.
You were listening.
I'm so mad.
What? Say that again?
I was listening to you for 2 years before. It took 2 years for me to get into your office. And that was the last 2 years have been a total waste.
Oh.
And I'm just so upset that I didn't come in the first time I heard you.
Where did you hear me?
Well, I heard you on the radio.
Oh, okay.
But I've heard about you from other people. But uh-huh. I kept thinking, well, I can do this on my own. You know, I know how to eat right. I'm doing acupuncture. I'm doing Reiki, whatever. I was doing everything with no real help.
Wow.
And to me, what a waste of money, time, and 2 years of my life gone, just feeling terrible.
What were you suffering from that caused you to reach out finally after 2 years?
Well, I just put it into menopause, one big ball called menopause.
Right.
Which was, literally, Paul, I changed about 3 years ago to not wanting to do anything. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to go to work. I started eating, loading at night with sugar and carbs every night. I couldn't stop myself just because I needed energy so desperately.
And so energy was really, that was one of your chief
really was.
Concerns. Yeah. And what else?
Well, what's big is when you don't have energy and you don't care and you're trying all these other things, you start thinking, is this going to be it for the rest of my life? And it starts getting really depressing.
Dark.
Dark, very dark, and that's not my nature.
Oh, by so far light years away.
Well, now, thanks to you, and I swear, thanks to you, and this is not an ad. This is for real. I can't thank you enough. And it's only been, it hasn't even been that long that I've seen you, and I'm just totally confused that this took on so quickly.
Yeah, and that's just because, it's because, don't you think it's the individualized approach that makes that difference?
Oh, definitely, because here I'm reading all these health books and these magazines that say, you know, eat soy for menopause, so I'm loading soy in me.
Okay.
Yeah, which you got me off of right away.
Right.
Lavender for my stress, and you didn't even know I was doing that. I have lavender pillows, lavender candles, lavender this.
And meanwhile, you're suppressing your, you're taking your thyroid and punning it.
That's what you told me, and I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But because I was doing this myself and thinking I was some health nut and reading all these articles and throwing everything together, I was never, I'm just getting worse and worse until the day I saw you. The next day, I was confused because that day I had energy. After I started doing what you told me to do, the day after that, I had energy again that quickly. I mean it.
Wow.
It was. Wow. I'm amazed. I'm journaling now every day because I don't ever want to forget how bad I was.
And I think that's so smart. You're so smart. You're so forward thinking, Denise, because this is what happens to, it's human nature. I mean, if we held on to our traumas, tightly like this and just kept holding them forever, how could we ever dig our way out?
Right.
But if you don't remember, then when things get good,
I'll slip back.
It's easy to slip back into those old habits, not because you would do that intentionally, but because you have to be aware.
Right.
Because the whole world, the whole culture is set up to eat crap.
Yeah. I'm amazed at how much crap is in all.
Wouldn't you agree, Catherine?
Yes, I would. I would. It's just all over the media, all over the, all the advertising. It's just terrible. And then we have all these young people, these children and teenagers that are just sick, and they don't realize.
And getting sicker.
Yes.
And getting sicker. I write about that in my book, very simply, but write about it in my book. I mentioned that, the Pottinger's Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, for both of you, did you know, and I'm sure you want to know this, it's what the show is supposed to be about, and that is brain food. And I thought I would just sort of interject right here. Do you know what the best brain food is? And this is really ironic. Are you ready?
Fatty steak.
You're close. You're close. Cholesterol.
Oh, that's right. Cholesterol, yes.
Oh, really?
Cholesterol.
I read that. I think that is so interesting.
Cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
That is what your brain... Now, doesn't that make sense now for the both of you when you look at emotional balance?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you see so many people taking, antidepressants and anti-anxiety drugs because they're trying to make up for nutritional starvation. Why?
Right.
Because
right.
They're not eating what
they should be.
Right.
And you didn't cut out the fat.
Right.
Healthy fat.
Right.
You're not putting me on a soy-based diet with no fat everyone else wants to do.
You would stay as sick as you had been had we done that.
I couldn't do it anymore. I could not do it.
Was the evaluation painful for you, Denise?
No, of course not. No, it's not painful at all. But it was painful thinking I'd have to give things up. To me, that was the most painful thing. But again, once you gave me all the right nutrients, I did not have to use willpower once, Paul.
Really?
I never did. I did have a fleeting thought of like, okay, there's, chocolate in the house or something. But it was like a fleeting thought, and my thought just said, yeah, but you don't need it. And my body didn't go race down and go grab it like it would in the old days. I swear, it's like the second or third day, I've never used willpower since I've been with you. You've just built me up with all those nutrients. I don't know what you've done. I really don't. I'll take
it's not,
though.
It's,
whatever you've done, I'll take it.
But what makes that so? Though, I mean, when you say willpower, I mean, obviously you have to decide not to eat, the foods that you're sensitive to.
Well, now it's just a decision that I make, and my body isn't craving. I guess that's it, right?
You've
taken away my cravings.
Right, because someone out there listening would say, well, what do you mean, willpower? I mean, you have to decide, I'm not going to eat that sugar, or I'm not going to eat that, soy or whatever it is that I was so used to, and... Oh, what's going to happen to my soy lattes and whatnot? But the decision, so you have to make a decision.
It's a decision, but it's not, I'm not fighting myself constantly.
Because?
Because you've turned the lights back on in my building, I think is how you explained it.
Your building, you mean your house, which was
my house.
Which was haunted and no longer?
No longer.
We're talking about the body, folks.
Yeah, that's right. Because you've put me back in balance. So I don't know how it works. You've just done it. I'm taking it. It's just working.
Right. And you would say the same too, right, Catherine? I mean, how would you describe it?
Yes, I would. Once I didn't miss the chocolate because I really like chocolate.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I don't miss it. I don't miss it. No, I mean, I don't have a craving for it.
Why?
Eating because of the foods that I'm eating are satisfying.
Right. That's exactly
right. That I'm eating so good. Satisfying. We don't need it.
Right. It's it's the nutrients. And you notice that you're automatically eating less?
Yes.
Because you're not snacking all the time because your body is not looking for the nutrients that you're not providing it.
Exactly. Right. Because I have energy.
Right.
I have
That's
energy.
Right.
So I don't need the chocolate pick me up.
Exactly. So what's the most challenging part of the program for you, Denise?
I would say finding the corn and the sugar, looking at the ingredients and seeing all the hidden things that you told me not to eat, I guess. I don't really find it challenging. That's what's so crazy.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
I mean it. I love my husband again. That's big.
Oh, that's good.
I mean it. It's big. I was totally circling the drain, and I cannot say this enough, Paul. Thank you. I really mean it.
Oh, no, I know, dear. I know you do. And you know, you can imagine how I felt after having been sick, and you read my story, after having been sick as long as I was, how I felt when I realized I'd actually found the solution.
And you can feel good again like you did like in your 20s. I mean, I feel the same. I called my husband at work yesterday and said, I can't believe how I feel right now, but I feel the way I did. I don't know what happens, like little lights going on in my brain. I said, I feel like I did when we first met. I mean, I have hope, and I have those feelings again, and I'm just like, it's crazy. And he's like, no, that's good. Stay there. Good. Keep going.
He said, I'll be home right now.
Yeah, that's right. Now he has to come in and see Paul. He's got to get those same feelings back.
We've got another caller. Would you guys just hang on together? Because I think we could help her, you know, the three of us. We've got Mary on the line.
Okay.
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi. You're listening to our conversation, I guess.
Yes.
And you had a question.
Well, I had been to somebody that mentioned something about if you had a swollen tongue that it indicated you had might have spleen type problems. And I this like a white coated, but I don't know swollen, but lacking in taste.
Right. Did you was this an Asian medicine practitioner or was this an acupuncturist or something?
An acupuncturist.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so they were telling you what your tongue, the look of your tongue, and what that might signify with respect to your physiology is what they were telling you. But what specific issues are you? Why? I mean, if you don't mind sharing. What were you going there for in the first place?
Well, I've had other issues with my back, but also I haven't been able to taste well. And
how long? I mean, is that something that just happened, or did that happen over a period of time?
Oh, it's been quite a while, and
it's been bugging you for quite some time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I mean, from my perspective, and being an acupuncturist, and of course trying to utilize all of that to help me get better. What happened was, I got very, very sick and then went on this journey to try to get myself well, just like Catherine and Denise, right? Right, ladies?
Right. Yes.
And so what I bumped into was this nutrition response testing thing, this method of evaluation that was able to uncover, identify the, you know, the missing piece or the specific holdups preventing your body from healing itself. Does that sound interesting to you?
Well, I've got some ideas. I mean, I have a nutritional background. I just I know there's something missing.
Right.
And
right.
I've heard you could have yeast problems.
Well, I mean, would it be of interest to you to know that there was actually a way to identify it with pinpoint accuracy?
And that is?
Nutrition response testing. I mean, what would you say, Denise?
I'm listening and I'm thinking, oh, she sounds like me. I would do the same thing and try to just work on my tongue. And if you just go to Paul, he'll work on your whole body, and you're just going to feel so much better. It's not about your tongue. It's about your whole body.
I didn't pay her to say that, by the way.
No, you totally did not. No, but it's true because I can hear me there. I was doing that, Paul, for 2 years.
Yeah,
I was going from symptom to symptom thinking, I'm just going to keep listening to Paul, and I'll discover the secret. But the secret is each person is individual. And you have to see each person to find out what their specific needs are. Sad but true.
She has been listening. She has been listening.
And then I appreciate that you did all the research. I just have to go in there and you do it for me. I don't have to second guess myself ever again.
Well, finding out. What we do is find out what it is, and then you have to actually put it in action.
Well, that's easy because I'm doing the right thing for the first time in how many years.
Yeah. So Mary, if you're not, you know, because you're a smart woman, and I'm sure that you've done, you know, made some choices, you know, along the way that you thought might be useful. True?
Yes, but I have a dairy allergy, and I've been using soy products, and I don't like that. And
right. So the thing is, what you really, I mean, the thing that you have to decide is, are you tired? Are you tired of trying to figure it out on your own? I mean, that's what you have to decide. And once you make that decision,
that's been the case for lots of people.
Right. So then you've got to decide whether or not you want to find out. And I'm totally willing to help you, dear. And all you need to do is go to my website at AccuNatural, ACUNatural.com, and take a look and see if it's of interest to you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. And hopefully I'll hear from you. Well, So Catherine, Denise, go ahead.
I hope she calls you, Paul.
Yeah,
you feel so much better. I sounded just like that a week ago, and everyone, my family, they're all, you sound so much better. What are you doing? Your voice has changed. You feel better. Yeah, people are commenting. I can't even explain it. I hope she goes to see you.
Do you feel more empowered, Denise?
Are you kidding? Yes, I do. I have hope. I'm doing so many things that I thought I'd never do again already, and I just began.
And one at a time now, both. What would you say about attending a talk? I mean, would that be something useful?
Yes.
Definitely.
What would you say?
Oh, yes.
In your own words. Denise.
Oh, definitely do it, and then do what you say, and you will never have to second guess yourself again. Your life will begin again the day you see Paul. This is not an ad for you, Paul. It's just the truth. You will get your life back. Think back 20 years ago how you felt. That's what you'll get back. I promise you.
And you, Catherine, what would you say about the talks?
The talks are great. You learn things that even if you go to, you know, you learn things that you didn't think you would. You know, there's always something there for everybody.
And you're bringing people, and I know both of you will do that, right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a supervisor, Albertine, who is listening today, and I want her to see you so bad, Paul. And if you're listening, Albertine, this is your moment. We'll see Paul Monday. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm as excited as you guys are. You know that because my message and my goal, right, is to get people excited that there really is an alternative.
Yeah.
I mean, there really is an alternative and something that could work. So what would you recommend, Catherine?
Oh, I would recommend that they come to the talk on Saturday, or if they can, to certainly call and make an appointment to see you, because it is life-changing. And like Denise said, I think I said that to you last week.
You did.
I'm getting my life back.
Yeah, you did. And you, Denise, what would you say?
Same thing. Ditto, everything she said. Same thing, because it's not a cliche when people say, I'm getting my life back. I heard that for 2 years, and I thought, yeah, whatever. I'm sure you are. No, it's really true.
It's really true.
It's not your bad life either. It's a good life.
Right.
It is.
Life
is good.
Yeah, life is, and a couple of weeks ago, I wouldn't have agreed. I would have said, yeah, I know, but I'm tired and whatever.
I
really don't feel that way.
I'm so excited for you guys, and you know how deeply I appreciate you coming and sharing this, because my overall purpose for doing this is to answer that question, which is, why didn't someone tell me?
Okay, we're telling them. Okay, we're telling
thank you so much.
I'm telling everybody I can.
You're totally welcome. Thank you so much for spending the time, you guys.